Thank you for holding. Is this Les?
Yeah.
Hey, Les. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a good day so far. Happy Friday to you. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you here. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. She's requesting a new in business credit since you're still technically under that 2-year marker. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
Yeah, is there guaranteed placement on the top 3 or where does
If you look up our company Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. And so the premier Google partners, we only call out if we have a listing available for Google Places in your industry and in your area. So Google Places are those 3 guys that show up there on the first page of the search results to answer that question.
Gotcha. And
what was your second question? I'm sorry.
Oh, just that, you know, like when I type in septic company Ardmore, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
I see 3 companies, and I was wondering if it was in one of those 3 slots.
Exactly, yeah. So either they've notified us that they're relocating to a different area or discontinued their placement, or sometimes Google actually tells them to kind of keep your money and we're going to go a different route if you see a guy there with particularly bad reviews. But they didn't actually tell us who's coming down. They just said, hey, the spot's open and, you know, here's a qualified candidates list. And usually they'll give it to our reps here as a Google partner and we go down that list until we fill the spot for them. Once we fill that position, we close out that category and can't work with anybody else.
Okay.
I mean, you can only have the allotted, or the maximum allotted amount of positions is 3. Sometimes you'll see a 4th one in there, but it's usually a sponsored one where they're doing Google ads, like a pay-per-click campaign.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But Tara told me that you were doing some other things online, like Home Advisor by Angie's.
We just got signed up with them this week.
Okay. I have mixed feelings with those guys. I just get mixed feedback all the time. Has it been good so far?
We haven't even gotten a lead yet. I think they were still setting up our account.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to turn it into a conversation about Home Advisor, but I was just kind of curious there. I'm sure if you can do anything with that system, you'll do great with being on the first page of Google, because with this, the customers can call you directly. We're not texting you the lead, and then you got to call them. And you know, there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees with our service. It's just one flat monthly rate for these Google Places guys. So, you know, if you get 100 calls, the bill's the same. And anytime they look up one of your keywords, you're there. So it's like you have a 24/7 sales rep for you, and you're not getting charged for every call. It's always nice.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, let me see here. So new in business credit. Let me pull up your website here. You own this domain and site?
Yes.
Okay.
We're about to upload a new website. It'll be the same domain.
Awesome.
Tomorrow, maybe tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we usually just hyperlink that domain name to the Google Business Profile, and then we move the Google Business Profile up. So we actually do the optimization on the back end of your Google Business Profile. That's what will move you up to the first page. But there'll be a little globe icon there. If they click on it, it'll automatically navigate them to the domain, and then any updates you make on that domain will happen automatically in real time on that first page. Did that make sense? I'm sorry. Sometimes I just talk to people like a very technical answer without breaking
it down. No, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like you could follow along. You sound like a smart guy. All right, so let me put you. Are you doing anything with social media for Red River Septic?
Yeah, we run through Facebook ads.
Okay, and are you doing well with those ads?
Yeah, we're doing okay on it. We haven't had a lot of takeoff with Google.
Oh, well, that's understandable, though. The Google listings, you have to get verified, and then, you know, 90% of the traffic on Google starts and stops on that first page. So So it's like, if you don't really have like a Google Ads campaign where you're paying per click, or a Google Guarantee campaign where you pay per lead, or a Google Places placement like this, which is like a verified local listing, the chances of you getting jobs are really slim on Google. You know, you basically have to be on that first page or you're not really getting much traffic. I think it's only like 3% of total searches go to like page two. It's not a lot. And usually those guys are probably price shopping. You don't want to deal with them anyway.
They're
asking you to charge them half price or something, you know. I'm going to send you a link to the pricing page so you can get a breakdown here. One of our packages, or at least the one that Tara originally requested for you, does incorporate Google Ads, because we do also have Meta partnership, and we have Meta certified technicians in-house that usually run those Facebook ads for the business owners as a part of that package. So I don't know if you wanted to outsource that to us or continue to run it yourself. What were you setting aside for the Facebook ads, if you don't mind me asking?
We were doing like $300 a month.
Mm. I mean, I have a package called our Platinum Package, and usually that has $300 of Facebook ads in it, but it brings the monthly cost of that whole entire campaign, like with the Google listing, the site, and everything. It's up to $599. If you already have your own website, and we use that, and you're already doing your own Facebook ads and you don't want to allot that budget to us, I can get you everything else in that Platinum bundle for just $299 month to month instead of the $599. And then because of your new in business credit, I'd be able to waive all setup fees on the packages. So there's usually a $299 setup fee that usually just goes towards like the Google verification, the optimization of the landing page, the keyword research and programming for the placement through the Google Analytics and everything else, as far as just like verifying all your online listings. The stuff has to match up. The Google search engine's very, very particular. I don't know if that's really the word I should say, but everything has to be uniform across all platforms. Like the way your business name's spelt, your address is on there, your phone number's on there. We can't have any information that doesn't match up, or they call it a discrepancy, and they tend to like not verify the listings that way. So we'd have to kind of do a sweep across the internet and make sure everything's matching up with what we would submit to Google as a part of that business profile, so that we can get you Google verified. But that's usually part of the setup fee. We'd still do that, obviously, but I would just be waiving the fees on it for you. So,
our business is already Google verified.
Okay. Yeah, this one's a little different, but there's a form because it's a Google Places placement. So there's a...
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little different than just like the regular pin verification. Is that what you're talking about, where you do like the pin and then the video?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that on your own. You can just create a Google business profile and do that on your own. But this is for Google Places verification, so it's a little different. You'll notice these guys, their listing has a little notification on there, and it lets them know that we've gone through the verification for Google Places. And it's just because we're basically recommending you to the community, so we try to give them peace of mind that we verified like license, insurance, business registration. You know, they ask for you to send in like a photo of the workplace, vehicle with license plate, things like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll send you that form, obviously, if you do decide to move forward. We'll send that to you right now, and then an outline of the agreement. But if I could approve a pricing structure like that, get you that Platinum Package bundle for just a $299, and then waive the setup fee, lock you in at that pricing structure indefinitely, is that something you'd consider giving a shot on a month-to-month basis so we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, I'd be interested in trying it out.
You could do anything with Facebook ads, and it'll do great here. And we'll save you some money, too, from HomeAdvisor. It's going to take us, you know, about 30 days to get it up and running to, like, maximum capacity. But by the time we get to the end of that first month, it's also summertime, too, so it's a good time of the year. I'm sure you'll probably leave HomeAdvisor by Angie. I don't think you'll see value in paying for those saturated leads anymore.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything going with them yet, but yeah, I'm interested in getting going with you guys.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to verify the listing. I know you already have like the Google verification, but this is just for the Google Places verification. So it's going to sound repetitive. I am looking to see if there's any discrepancies. You know, like I said, I want to make sure everything matches up. So I did find on your site, like redriverseptic@gmail.com is the primary email address. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And usually for PIN verifications, they don't want you to use a P.O. box. That can sometimes stop you from just even getting the regular Google verification. I also found like that P.O. box 325 on there. Did you have an actual street address that we could verify?
Yeah. It's
okay.
111 West Broadway.
Broadway.
And that's in Mansville. MANNSVILLE. Oklahoma. And the zip is 73447.
111. You said it's 111 West Broadway?
Yes.
Hmm. Let me,
I think on our Google Verify,
mm-hmm.
it's Broadway Loop. 111 West Broadway Loop.
Okay, I found a 105 West Broadway Loop here, 73447, so I'm thinking that's the same street. I just looked up the address. Oh, yeah, okay, I found it. 111 West Broadway Loop. Let me street view this thing, and then I'll just plug this in exactly how they have it here. Let me make sure this is you guys.
I don't know why they put it on loop.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a loop. I guess it is kind of a loop, actually, because of these stop
signs.
Well,
we're like just, I mean, we're a little ways
down from
east
that
of there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I see what you mean. I'm on the street view here.
I mean,
going down. I see what you're talking about. That loop is kind of up the road a little bit.
Yeah, and
okay.
And like I took video and all that of it, and
yeah, that would cause discrepancies for sure. It's sensitive because we have this AI that reads it. It's not, if I was manually reading it, I'd be able to figure it out pretty quickly like I just did here. But a lot of times when people request verification and you're not running a Google ad, they just kind of push it through the AI system instead of manually read it and verify it. So that's where you run into those discrepancies. You know, and then obviously on your site, it also says P.O. box. You'd want to have somebody just like remove that from the site. You could even just leave it as like Mansville, Oklahoma, you know, 73447 if you'd like. But you do want to make sure that stuff matches up with Google. Google doesn't want to that system doesn't want to give any like inaccurate information to a potential prospect of yours. So it does read through the site. It reads through the Google business profile. So, I'm going to submit it today. We're going to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup, but we wouldn't be able to do that on the site. That's why I'm saying you would need to do it or have your website guy do it unless you want to give us access to the site and we could do it for you. It's not a big deal, but.
Well, he's doing final touches on the final that I think we're about to publish the new website.
Like tomorrow,
so,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it should be 111 West Broadway, or does it need to say 111 West Broadway Loop?
Yeah, it's West Broadway Loop. They have it as 111 West Broadway Loop, Mansville, and it's 73447. So I already had Mansville on there. You can hide it. Like, we can even hide the street address, too. You don't have to have it displayed, but the stuff that's being submitted to Google, or if you are going to have it displayed, it needs to match up with what is being submitted to Google. Very important.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. You don't want those discrepancies. It'll really just, they'll suspend everything. And it's just like, oh, we're giving them the wrong information. Please verify. And then we have to go in there and re-verify it. It's a headache. Okay. So approve. And I'm going to add this loop here. And then you do want me to hide this address, right? You don't want anybody showing up at your doorstep or anything like that. Looks like a residence.
Well, that's the thing is, that's like you go down the road and it's our actual business with our actual. And so,
what's that address? Why don't we list that and just, and send the pin there?
It's supposed to be 111 West Broadway.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Is this red barn?
No, it's at the northeast corner of Highway 199 and 20th Avenue North. So the northeast corner there.
I mean, even then, though, I mean, do you really have people coming to you ever?
No.
No? Yeah, then let's just verify it with this. You could receive mail at the 111 West Broadway Loop? It's like a little postcard? If you've already gotten it, then we don't need to do that, but...
Yeah, I've already...
Okay. That's where you had it sent, though? That 111 West Broadway Loop? You didn't have it go to, like, the P.O. box or anything, because it won't go through if you do the P.O. box.
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. Do you recall getting that card with the little five-digit number on the back?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had to use that and then schedule the meeting and do the video conference and all that.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. So you're already done with the regular verification then. That's good. That'll make our life easier and make this go a lot faster. And then what's your last name, Les?
Westberry. Okay. Wesberry.
Oh, no T in there, huh? I put like correct. Westberry. Gotcha. Okay. And is Les short for anything or is it just Les, L-E-S?
Leslie, but I go by Les.
Okay. Yeah, my dad's best friend was Les growing up. I still talk to him all the time. Yeah, he's awesome. Okay, so I'll put Les. But he would never admit that his name was Leslie. I had to have him show me his license one day. He's like, it's just Les. I'm like, it's okay. All right, and then website you said will be updated. So I'm just going to do the hyperlink now. Any changes to your hours of operation for the business or just want to leave everything open? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Submit. All right. And then we're going to want to interview you. Our client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over. The agenda for this interview is to nail down which 15 keywords that you want to target. We'll already have a lot of information just from being able to pull the website and everything, and then obviously using Google Analytics to see which ones are getting the most traffic in your industry. So we'll have recommendations, but you know, you have final say on everything. You guys are the ones that are going to be dealing with the people. And then they'll also go over like your service area with you. And then any like mission statement or things you might want to add to the Google business profile, things like that. So,
okay.
I don't have any slots available for today. The soonest I would actually be able to get you into a client interview would be Monday. And that could be any time between 9 a.m. and the latest appointment that they have is between 5 and 6. What time do you think will work best for you, Les? Oh, you got to get your calendar?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. What was the earliest you said?
9 a.m. CT.
I can after 11:30 on Monday. So anytime after 11:30.
Okay, you want to shoot for 12 to 1?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right. And then the representative will send you a text message, actually, 1 hour before we contact you, just as like a heads-up reminder.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll actually be your account lead just to make sure everything's going smooth and getting set up in a timely manner. But if you do want to make any changes or you need help with the account, you can always contact me directly as well. I'm going to send that over to you now.
Okay.
Okay. And if you can't make that client interview or something pops up in your scheduling, just you can shoot me a text or call me and I'll reschedule it for you. But we do want to get that going as soon as possible. I mean, don't want to waste a day. You think the website will be done by then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Everything will line up perfectly that way. I'd like to have the website there already once it's launched and up there. Okay. All right. So I have everything.
We're hoping it'll drive up the SEO as well.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, Les, it was more relevant with the on-site SEO. But nowadays, where Google does these Google Places placements that we're putting you under, you'll notice guys up there with no website at all. You know, it's not even a requirement anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be for SEO. Now we just recommend that you have it, but it's not really a requirement. I can actually do all this verification and post it without a site at all, just a call button there. Times are changing. But I'm not saying that work that they're doing there is redundant. We do still want that stuff to be uniform if you are going to have a site. So it's important. Some people like to look at stuff, too, before they call somebody up to make a purchase. So it's always good. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month payment of the $299?
I do it by Visa.
Okay. And is that going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. It can go under Les Westbury, though.
Okay.
That's a good name for the club.
Okay. Go ahead and update this. On your business profile, you will see some stuff that says Leslie, but I've duly noted all over the account just to call you Les. It's just for the paperwork that's coming through. And then I also added the business name to all the invoice receipts, so that way it is a business expense, so you can write it off at the end of the year. But if this is a personal card, you can just get it from your email there. And then is the billing address for this card the same as the street address that we're sending the or that we already sent the Google verification form to?
The 111 West Broadway. It's no loop on it, though. Just 111
man.
West Broadway.
Yeah, that's a doozy.
I don't know why they put loop on it, but it took 6 months to get Google to even get on the phone with me. And so I didn't want to call and restart.
Yeah, unfortunately, I hate telling people this, but it's the truth. It's if you're not running Google Ads or a Google Places placement and you submit for verification, they have no incentive to jump on those. You know, they're just kind of stockpile it and like we'll get to it when we get to it, kind of thing. Unfortunately, yeah. But a lot of times, what they'll do is they'll put you guys on a qualified candidates list for us, and then the next time there's a spot open, we end up going down that list. And kind of offering it to you guys so that way you can get up there quicker, knock that out, and then obviously get the advertisement going. Okay, so I adjusted it to 111 West Broadway. I'm assuming the zip's the same, 73447. Did you say this was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And then if you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4368.
4368.
7100.
7100.
5991.
5991.
7262.
7262. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
925.
9 of 25. And then 3-digit code on the back list.
744.
744. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, before I can authorize any kind of transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything you don't understand or if you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? You can always rephrase it.
Okay.
All right. Where is that voice verification? All right. And this is more because of the discounted pricing structure. So let me go ahead and approve. And then record. Okay, so you are in a recorded line, Les. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Red River Septic and Shelters, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Les Westbury, majority owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Les, it's important that you're actively involved with us in your campaign. do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. And that one I get questions on a lot, so I'm just going to rephrase it for you just to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. It is kind of wordy, that one. So as of today, like, we know everything you already have online. Right? And that's fine. We don't want to duplicate anything. I set you up with a package to kind of fill the holes on anything that you were missing in your online business profile. So that way you shouldn't need any other services after today. But what we want to avoid is after today, if you're going to sign up for something else, we don't want you to be duplicating any of the listings that you already have or that we've created. We also don't want you to pay for something that you already have or that we're doing for you. So if you're not sure, we're just asking that you double check before you sign up with those guys. That way we don't have any like discrepancies or duplicates floating around on the internet that might get the listing suspended. Okay. We just want to avoid those suspensions. It's a headache. And then we like miss a day or two of you not being up there. Could mean customers. Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you're starting a profile from scratch with us. But it is month to month. So you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 21st of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is for a platinum package bundle. I have waived all setup fees for you as part of a new in business credit. And then I reduced the monthly rate, being that we don't have to build the .com website for you or run the Facebook ads. So when the term is completed, the agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 21st day, but you'll keep this discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time, being that you're not binded to a contract. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before that 21st day or before that next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When this clears, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. You're going to get that Google verification form for the Google Places placement. And then you're also going to get a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to hang on the line here with you. So you get that. You will see in your service agreement, it says my site in there, which is like a custom website design. I have waived all fees on it, so it's going to say it's $0, but I kind of left that on the table. If you ever have like a fallout with your website guy or if you're having any issues and you need help with it, we're still making that service accessible to you. Okay? It's no extra charge. Okay? It's just so I can make sure that, you know, it's representing you properly. I've had crazy things happen, like the sites go down or it's navigating to like an inappropriate link. I don't know. Got hacked by one of their competitors or something, you know, and we just get in there and help them. Or sometimes like your agreements with your website host, it like expires, or like sometimes guys rent the domain name and they think they own the domain name. And then once it expires, then it's like the website comes down and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I just like to leave that in the package if we can, so that way, you know, if 2 years from now, and if you're still doing this, which I think you probably will be, if that does happen, we can always get in there and either get you a whole new domain and build the site from scratch, or we could get into that domain and redo the site and provide the hosting for you without having to suffer because of those guys.
I haven't gotten the email yet.
It still actually said that it was processing. Give me just a second here. It's just kind of, oh, there it goes. I had to refresh the page. Okay, and then once this confirmation goes through, then it'll send the text off. So there's text and emails. They'll both be sent to you on both platforms. So it's going to come through that same thread where I sent you my number and my extension.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So that first link that usually comes through is going to be the outline of the agreement in writing. They do want you to sign off on that before the client interview is completed on Monday at noon. And then the Google verification form and your login credentials should follow shortly after this. Oh, you know what? Shoot. The way... Minor issue here. Let me remove this Facebook. They set up this campaign. I told them to remove the Facebook. You already had Facebook ads. And Enrolia must have misinterpreted this. Okay. There we go. Okay, and then I'll have to resend this to you. Get another copy of your initial invoice here. Did you get the Google verification form? It'll look similar. It's like a paragraph, but it has a link. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google.
I see Google Business Profile, Google Business Profile Access, Directory Submissions, My Site, Custom, Website, Facebook.
Oh, that's the outline of the agreement in writing. I'm actually resending this to you, an update version of it. So that newest link there will actually be the updated subscription terms. That old one will go.
Okay.
Yeah. The way I submitted it, or I try to translate it to our back end here, I guess through GChat. I messaged Lady Kimberly downstairs just to kind of adjust the billing and organize the agreement. And she read it as like I was reducing the package like below what our monthly cost on it is to $199 and then incorporating $100 of Facebook ads. But I told her to not put Facebook ads in there because you're already doing it. And that's how I was getting it down to $299. And she just, I guess she just misinterpreted. It was kind of a quick message, but I've adjusted it manually here, so the updated subscription term should reflect that.
Okay. Sure, just not. Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the Google verification one's still saying it's in the queue, so that might come through a little delayed here. And then I think it also sent you your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. So I think you have the three texts with a duplicate of the subscription terms in there. There it is. Now I know this might all look kind of overwhelming. Same thing with the emails. And I always stress this to my clients. You have an account management team of representatives here that are here to help you and walk you through it, including myself, right? So you have my direct number. I do get out of here in about 2 hours. I'm going to go enjoy the weekend with the family, but we have 24/7 customer service. So if you wake up tomorrow and you have a question about the website with the website guy, you can call in. You just hit the same number. You press extension 1. We have a live customer service team available to you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay.
Local Splash, Google verification.
There it is. That's the subscription term. Or no, that's the verification form, right? You went to the url.localsplash.com/Google?
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
Now, the phone number, is that my personal or is it the number for the company?
The number that I had on file I just put the same number that was on the Google Business Profile that we had here. So the 580-916-1599.
That's not the number that'll show up on Google for the business,
okay.
Right?
Well, not if you don't want it to. You tell me. I can switch it.
Yeah,
still.
The number... Okay. The number that they'll call is 580-504-2815.
Okay, I did see that on the site here. Let me address this. So this is just your cell phone in case I need to get a hold of you personally in regard to the account. Les?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, no, you're fine. I just wanted to confirm.
Would you ask?
Oh, I was just making sure like I can save the number we're currently on for... just us to communicate with you in regards to the account? Okay. And then same thing, like the client interview on Monday, but at 12 o'clock, they're going to call you on this line that we're on right now.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm. I don't want them to call the business line and then you're expecting it on a cell phone and don't get it. That'd be bad. And they're blowing up the wrong phone number. Okay. All right. So I already got your subscription terms back. Did you just sign that right now? That was fast.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Should be seeing a login page. This is the PC version that it automatically navigates you to once you sign the subscription terms. We do have an app, though, that you could download. They're going to send you a separate email with a link to the app and a YouTube video that will show you how to use this tracking system. It's a very useful tool, especially for the Google Places placement. If somebody is on, like, a mobile device, for example, and they look up one of your services and they use that click-to-call feature, it'll actually track, like, the keyword they looked up to find you, the zip code they called from, and they'll actually have the recording of the call. So you can actually hear yourself, like, answering them since it is a business call that they're placing to your company. You can legally document all of those, and it saves those in your tracking system there. So it's kind of like a, I wouldn't say it's a CRM, like a client relationship management system, but there is a way to kind of keep track of your clients and specifically what we're bringing in from you there. And you could also request Google reviews through there. You could send your clients like a live link to your Google business profile at the completion of these jobs, and it'll ask them to put that little star rating in there and type in a little review about your company and how their experience was. And we do want to build those up as much as possible. You're basically starting from scratch, so you won't actually generate that star rating until we get the fifth one in there. You can even go back and message like past clients if you want, send them that link to the Google business profile and start building them up if you'd like. It would definitely help. Having you on the first page helps a lot, but if you have you on your first page with a 5-star rating and a bunch of reviews, it's even better. So
Okay.
All right, just something to be mindful of there. But that concludes our initial setup process. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
How soon do I need to have this Google verification done?
As soon as you can, honestly. It takes my guys, on average, probably about 2 to 3 days just to gather everything and send it in, and that's totally fine. Anything longer than that, and you're going to start getting a bunch of calls from me. I'm going to be blowing up your phone.
Okay.
Because we need it in order to launch everything. So it would be kind of holding us back from doing our thing. So, all right. Well,
I was uploading pictures, and it looked like I needed to collect a couple more pictures to upload.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty normal. I mean, I don't expect guys to always have like a business registration right in their pocket or like the license insurance right there, you know. So take your time with it. You do have the weekend before the client interview. So, I mean, if you have all that done by the time the client interview rolls around, you're really ahead of the ball. And that's actually what we want. Like, our clients that are really on top of it and are really responsive to us, and when we're contacting them, they're usually the guys that have the best success with the campaign. It's not really like a set it and forget it until we actually have it all up and running, and then we'll kind of back off and you can kind of just focus on the clients and getting good reviews. Yeah. All right.
Sweet.
Well, thank you for signing up with us, Les. Welcome aboard. Enjoy your weekend, and then we will circle back with you for the client interview on Monday at 12 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.